Understood. Yeah, I'm going to have to start off by the two lots again. It's just right. It's, we're going to go, yeah. So, yeah, so let's go. So the Gemara said, says, I'm Samach Gimel. So the Mishnah had mentioned that Midas Tashlumei Kefel is greater than Midas Tashlumei Baruch HaMisha, because Midas Tashlumei Kefel is no Hege Ben Dover, Shemesh Ruchayim, Dover Shem Ruchayim. And only Mili, the Tana Rabban on the Pasuk says, I'll call Davar Pesha, right? So the whole Pasuk is, I'll call Davar Pesha, Ashur, Achamor, Alse, Asalma, I'll call Aveda, Asher Yamruki, Huzeh, Ad Elohim, Yavod, Dvar Shneim, Asher Yashin, Shneim, Yishalim, Shneim, Re'eu. So it's also, it's in the Pasha of Shomer Chinam. It's talking about, we'll see it later, seems to be talking about someone who is Tomei Tainas Ganav. So it says, Tana Rabban, I'll call Davar Pesha as a klal, all things as a klal, Ashur, Achamor, Alse, Al-Salma is a prat. Akol Aveda Chazar V'Kilel. Right? Klal apart the klal. So you have a klal apart the klal. Let's go quickly. Iyatadan Elika Ena Prat. So you only have a klal apart the klal. You judge it based on the prat. Ma prat mafuras dover hametalka v'guf o'mamon. So what's included in there is something that is movable and has inherent intrinsic value. I've called over metalta v'gufo mamon. So to anything that is metalta that is movable, it's transient and has inherent value. So what's excluded? Yatsu karkosh ena metaltim. Karka is now excluded. It doesn't get kefel because it's not metalta. It's not movable. Yatsu avadim are excluded. Why? Even though they are movable. There's a hekshik shem havodim to karkos. Yatsu staros are excluded. Cha'af alpisha metatlin, even though they're movable, ain't guf or mamon. They are not. They have no inherent value. They're representative value. Even though everything is representative of value. It represents a fact that there's an IOU. So yatsu hektish, and hektish is excluded, because it means there's no kefel by stealing hektish, because it says re'eyu. I think it's in a different pasuk. I think it's in a different pasuk. Re'eyu is in a different pasuk. Hektish is excluded, right?
No, it's the same pasuk,
but it ends with those words.
Right. Shayim shnayin re'eyu. So hektish is excluded. So the Gemara says, wait, that's what the prod is. That's what the prod is. That's the comparison. But the Gemara says, no, I have another comparison. Ima prat mufurs dover shum levele sot mitamid magu masa. Maybe you say that the prat is something that is tamay b'magu masa. The shore, the chamor neseh, he touches for carrying it or by touching it. I've called davar shenavin lesol b'tamim magul masav al ofos lo, which would exclude birds because when it comes to birds, they are not mitamim magul masav. So the Gemara says, "We much amar shalchi." How can you say that's the prat? You're leaving out the salma. Salma is an article of clothing, so you're leaving it out. So v'has salma ksiv. So amri ana mebalechayim kamina. I'm only talking about the cloud part of the cloud when it comes to balechayim. Ema, you should say balechayim. Ema bebalechayim when it comes to live items. Davar shenev lasa b'tabim magul masa. In davar shenev lasa b'tabim magul masa. Lo daha kol chad chad. So Mara is doing something interesting, is saying that we're going to take each word and make a klal prat by it as well. So it's shor is a prat, chamor is a prat. They're all an individual prat. Tosfos says it's interesting. We never really do that. Whenever you do that when it comes to a prat, but Tosfos says that since it says the word kol by each prat, usually it would just say al shor. It would just say al shor chamor says sama. Here it says al shor al se. Al Salma. It says each time it says another word, so maybe you can learn it as a prat. So therefore, the Gemara says we've excluded birds because all we have now is when it comes to Bali Chayim, it's Davarsh and Ivilasa Matamav Magumasa. Excluding birds are not Matamav Magumasa. Birds are Matamav Base Ablia when you swallow. So this is, I think, what we get up to. The Gemara says Im Kain. If that's the case, then I don't need one prat. Right, im kain nichtov rachmana chad prata. The Torah should just written one of the bali chayim listed in the pasuk, and from it we could learn kol davar shenivilasa matamav magul masa. But the fact that the Torah wrote all three, so then it's coming to include even birds. If you're going to exclude birds, why I need three examples? Just use one example. So Gemara says we've seen the similar shak of a tyra before. Hey nichtov rachmana. So which one should, right? So we have shor, se, and chamor. Which one should the Torah write and not leave out the other two? So Gemara says, Ikas Rechon Ashor, had the Torah just written Shor and not written Chamor or Seh, Havamina would have thought, Kari of the Gabi Mizbeach in, She ain't Kari of the Gabi Mizbeach low. I would have thought that only something that is Hukrav al Gabi Mizbeach, like a Shor, is Hukrav al Gabi Mizbeach, but something that is not Hukrav al Gabi Mizbeach would not be included in the Chiv of Kefel, so that would exclude a Chamor. So the Gemara says, okay, so write Chamor. I mean, Seth would have been included also, because Seth is also Hukra from the Mizbeach. We only would have excluded Chamor. Where it says, Ikasav Rachmana Chamor, so it had just written Chamor, Hav Amina Kadosh B'Bechorah in, She'in Kadosh B'Bechorah Lo, only an animal that has the Kedushas of B'Bechorah, like a shore, meaning that, right, so you still would include a shor or a seh and a chamor, because they have kedushas b'chora, but an animal like a tzvi or an ayal, they don't have kedushas b'chora, you would not include. So the Gemara had to write shor, had to write those as well, because if I have chamor, so then it's teaching me kedushas b'chora. So I add shor, it's not teaching me kedushas b'chora, everybody know that from chamor, but it's teaching me all animals.
The problem is shor and
seh. Also have kedushas b'chora.
Same thing.
Right. So the
shor, chamor.
We didn't do say it. So the Gemara says im kain, yamri im kain. So you would say then, right? You would say mati nichta rachmana shor chamor. You would write shor chamor, and you'd be done with it. So selamli, because shor teaches me kedushas mizbeach. Chamor teaches me all other animals and kedushas shor. Has kedushas b'chor. Shor has kedushas b'chor. So chamor is teaching me everything else. Don't need it because it's already in shor. It's already included. So what is that coming? So im kain nichtav rachmana shor v'chamor sel lameli shema minah let's we ofos come to include everything else, which would include birds. I don't need seh. It's not teaching me anything new. It's already include anything that any characteristic the seh has is already included in the shor v'chamor. So what's it coming to teach me? Coming to teach me to include birds. So why are you telling me that birds are excluded?
So why did it not specify a bird rather than a shor?
But because you don't need to, because you can learn it out from everything else. Right? The ema latuye ofos tohorim. So maybe it's coming to, you could ask about every drush in the Torah. That's not a question is here. Why did it say ayin tachas ayin? Why doesn't it just say money? That's the drush. That's what we're learning out from. Okay. The ema latuye ofos tohorim. So maybe it's coming to include only tahar birds, pure, you know, birds that I guess they can eat, that are dumya de seh, that are similar to a seh, in that fact, that metame migadim abe sabliya, because the nevela has tumah, have an impact when it comes to tumah. Yes, the tumah is only when you swallow into the throat, but nevertheless, there's tumah. Well, ofos temeim de lesbahu tumah, but ofos temeim, that they don't have dinner, that ofos temeim, which I think means non-kosher birds, the lesbahu tumah, that the whole daf today and tomorrow is just going to be these drushas. You just have to listen to the drushas. So, while ofos temeim de lesbahu tumah, the lomatam begot de base oblia, they're not metame a person or clothing that touches them even when he eats them. So, say lo, they're not included because you're right, you included everything, but make it all similar to the other items. If we're adding seh, you're saying that seh is only adding birds. No, I'll say that seh is adding animals that are tahor, but tummy animals are not included, and therefore tummy birds are not included. So the Gemara says, no, the Pasuk says kol. Right? There's a word kol in the Pasuk. It says, al kol davar pesha, and therefore we're sort of leaving the klal prat klat world and going into a ribui. We have a ribui amir. The Pasuk is to say that kol includes everything except for one thing. We always leave something out. So therefore, it will even include birds that are tamei, and the kol includes everything, right? So the Pasuk says, al kol devar pesha. So that's inclusive of everything.
It says over here, some gears to say Ella.
Yeah, so Ella would make sense, because Ella means you're changing.
Ella kol ribui.
Right, because Ella, when you have the word, I don't have that in my gears, but I guess that makes sense, because when you're changing your whole thought process, when you go and giving a different answer, the Gemara always says Ella. So that's why probably the gears has the word Ella there. So the Gemara then says, challenge this now. Kol now is being used as a ribui, right? As a ribui is more inclusive than a klal prat. We're taking the word kol to it as a ribui. The Gemara then asks, kol hecha the kus of kol ribuyuhu. You tell me that the word kol throughout the Torah is a ribui, is this big expansive to conclude. V'halagabe meiser sheni, this is my meiser sheni, tiksev. The pasuk meiser sheni says as follows. And the pasuk is talking about things that you can purchase with your meiser sheni. And the pasuk says, v'nasato akesef b'chol, says the word kol, asher tave nafshecha b'bakar v'tzornu b'yayin b'seichar u'b'chol, asher tishalcha nafshecha b'yachat ha'shom v'nei Hashem l'kecha v'samachto ato v'secha. All the things are listed that you can use the Meisr Sheni to purchase. So it says the Ksiv Kol, the Gemara says, the Kedarshina le b'chal oprat. But we learned the Pasuk as a klal prat klal, not as a ribui. The Tanya, he said the following bright, so this is talking about a person who has money of Maaser Sheni, and he wants to buy food items in Yerushalayim. The Torah says, "V'nasato b'kesef b'chol asher tala nefshecha." Use the money for anything that you want. That's a klal. That's everything. Then the pasuk lists b'bakar uvatzon uvayayin b'sheichar. That's a prat. It's only these things. And then it says again, "Ubechol asher tishalcha nefshecha chazer v'chalal." You can buy anything. So you have a klal or prat to klal. Iyatadon elik ein a prat. You have to use it. You have to learn out what the prat, the similarity between the prat. Ma prat, which is bakar, tzon, yain, and shechar, is mefurash pri mi pri. It's something that's created from something else. It comes out of something else. V'chein gedule karka, and those are items that use the karka to grow. Even a bakar and tzon use the karka to grow because they eat from the karka. Afko pri mi pri gedule karka. So too, the only things you can buy, if something is a pri from a pri, it's an offspring, so to speak, and is gedule karka. But something that's not a pri or pri, which would be salt, water, mushrooms, things like that are not a premi pri, or something that's not gedule karka, like fish, cannot be bought with the kesef of Maaser Sheni. But nevertheless, the whole point, the upshot of the whole brisa here is not to learn the halachas of Maaser Sheni, but it's to see that the word kol is not used as a revoy. It's used for the concept of klal uprat klal. So the Gemara gives two answers. Answer number one, amri bikol klala. Kol ribuye. Depends if the pasuk is bikol or kol. The pasuk of Maaser Sheni uses the word bikol with a base. That's how they learn that with a klal or prat klal. But if just the words kol, right, the kol by the chiyuv of kefel is al kol davar pesha, al kol aveda. That's a revoy. There's a difference to have between bikol and kol. That's answer number one. Answer number two, the ibais ema kol klalahu. No, enachanami. Kol is typically used as a klal or prat klal. Miu kol dehacha, but the pasuk over here by Tashlumi Kefil, the kol bayas is the exception. That's a ribuya. Specifically here, it's a ribuy. It's the exception. Why is it an exception? Michtik siv meikara. There's another pasuk in Shemot. Right, the pasuk that we brought down of the klal or prat klal is in Shemos Perachaves pasuk ches. There's a pasuk two pasukim earlier. I think it's two pasukim earlier in pasuk vav. It says ki yitain. Right, kiitin isha reyu kesef o kelim lishmor viguna vibes ha'ish im yimatzeh ha'ganav yishalim shnayim. So over there, everybody says mitzvah siv meikara klal prat klal. I already have a klal prat klal talking about geneva. The pasuk there is kiitin isha reyu, give anything to your friend. That's a klal. Kesef o kelim is a prat. Lishmor again is hadar v'klal. So I already have a klal prat klal. So what am I doing to learn out what that klal prat klal teaches us? The isak l'daitach. I give my friend something to watch.
What's the word lishmar?
To guard. I give my friend something to guard. Everything is included. All right? And that the lishmar is a klal. Right? Ki tein isha reyeyu.
Gunav is also a klal.
What?
Gunav is also a klal.
No, but gunav is the verb. That's what happened.
Lishmar the gunav.
Right, but they're not learning it from gunav. They're learning it from lishmar. It's key. It's have to put a comma after lishmor.
Oh, okay.
It's key. Tain ishareo kesev kalim lishmor comma the guna vibesa ish. I mean, it's a different phrase.
Okay.
So, right. If you would read it, if you would lean lishmor vaguna, some people might stop. might want you to correct yourself. So, the isal gedaitach, and if you would think high that the next part al kol davar pesha is nami klal uprat hu the asa, it's also a klal uprat to klal niftav rachmana lahane prat gabe ha klal uprat. Then right, why separate the klal uprat to klal? I think the Gemara is asking is why do I need two klal uprat to klals? What do I need two for? So therefore, the pasuk al kol davar pesha lamali shma mina ribuyahu. It's a ribuy. Really. Kol is always a klal uprat klal. Here it's different because here it would be a klal uprat klal, except for the fact that it's already following a klal uprat klal. So I'm going to take that kol and throw it on and make it a revoy, and therefore includes everything, and birds would be included. So the Gemara then says, this is I think Mati what you were waiting for. Harshtu the amar kol ribuya. Now that it says kol davar pesha as a revoy, which includes everything. So kol hani prati lameli. So why do I need all these pratim? Why do I need all these singular items in the pasuk of shor, chamor, says sama? Why are they included? It already says kol to teach me that kol that the chi of kefel is on everything. What do I need to list these four specific items? So the Gemara says, okay, I have a limud from each. I have kol which is inclusive of everything, and now I have to be ma'it a little bit. So what am I pulling back? These four things pull back from the kol a little bit. Number one, chad. Limu'ute karka, comes to exclude karka, right? I don't know which one, but one of them is coming to exclude karka. Chad limu'ute avadim, one is to exclude avadim. Tosas asks right away, if I already exclude karka, why don't you exclude avadim? Then we just say that avadim are hooked to the karkos.
Right. Okay.
That's Tosas' question. Right, Tosas says, it's a short Tosas, the second to last one. It says, Chad limu'ute avadim, afal gav de le'el yafin la'avadim mi de'ukus le'karkos, that's what they learned before, hacha, but here, kevan d'ksiv kol ribuye boy le'kol chal mi b'afni nafshe. You're right, avadim are hooked to le'karkos. But here we had the word kol. Kol included everything. So once everything is included, I can't be so much, Tosas was saying, I can't be so much on a hekesh to exclude. I have to individually pull everything out from this all-inclusive kol. So one kol was l'mute karka. Chad l'mute avadim. One was to include, exclude avadim. Chad l'mute shtaros. One is to exclude shtaros. B'salma, and the word salma is l'mute davar she'enu mesuyam. Tough to define. That's something that's not specific. What's davar she'enu mesuyam? Rashi says, she'en l'bailim simen bo she'patr mikefil. The owner has no simen on it. Getting into some above metziah. So Tosa, so what? Right? Tosa says, Tosa davar she'enu mesuyam says, peir she'kuntres davar she'en l'bailim simen bo. Vikasha, mali yesh bo simen, mali ein bo simen. Once you steal, you stole it. Who cares whether it has a simen or not? So the Riva says is that it's a non-specific thing. In other words, you said you stole some of my things. You didn't give a detail of what was actually stolen. That's what davar she'enu mesuyam. You don't have a list. You know, the insurance requires you to make a list. You don't have the list. Tosas also says maybe it's talking about half of an item. It has to be a full item. So machlokas Rashi Tosas what davar she'enu mesuyam means. So the Gemara, and then the pasuk finishes al kol dvar aveda. What is the right? The end of the pasuk is al kol dvar pesha. In the middle of the pasuk, al kol dvar pesha, al shor, al chamor, al sel, al salma, al kol dvar aveda. Right? We didn't talk about that word yet. What does al kol dvar aveda mean? That's l'chid Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. That's of course with the shita Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, which I believe is in the ninth parak. He brings it down. Right, and we already saw it a few blocks ago. So I've remembered where it will be. I forgot where we actually saw it. So that's not good. Well. He says, "Look at the Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, the Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, the name of Yochanan, Hatoein Tainas Gana ba'Aveda Mishalim Tashlume Kefel. Shemar Al Kol Aveda Sher Yomar. If I am a Motzei Aveda, I find a lost object, and then you come and say, you found my object, give it to me, and I claim that it was stolen. And it turns out that it was not stolen. I pay Kefel. That's called Tomei Tainas Gana ba'Aveda." And therefore, I would be chayiv to pay kefil. That comes from the words, al kol aveda. That's in the words, al kol aveda. Okay. Fine. That's how we got it. So now it seems to be that we learn out the concept of kefil to all these items from the riboy of kol, and then we pull back from the riboy these four things, avadim, karkol, shtaros, and davar she'enu mesuyam, and davar she'enu mesuyam from the miut in the pasuk, and then the Chol Dvar Aveda teaches us that even if you are towing Tanis Ganav by an Aveda, you would still have to pay kefil. Now the Gemara is going to bring, I think there's two Mishnayos, right? There are two Mishnayos that list a bunch of rules. They are the rules by towing Tanis Ganav by Pikadon, and towing Tanis Ganav, right, by Pikadon and Aveda, Yechayev kefil. Right, if I am a shomer chinam, because I would be potter, let's be a shomer chinam, and I claim the item was stolen, and it's not stolen, so under certain circumstances, I would have to pay kefil. So too, if I find an aveda, remember there was a machlokas, whether that's a shomer chinam or shomer sacher, most people say that this din goes according to my number, says you're a shomer chinam, and I deny that I have it, meaning that it was stolen, then I also have to pay kefil. So tanan hasam. We have the Mishnah, later on, of kuf chasam al beis. So the machke goes to the shomer chinam, right? You gave me something to watch. I'm the shomer chinam, and you say to me, "Heichan pikdoni? Where is the item that you are guarding for me?" Amar leh, and I say back to you, "Avad, it was lost." Right? So I'm towing tanas avad. Right? So he says, "Mashbiachani, swear to me that is the case, that pikdon was lost." The amar, and I say back to you, "Amen. Yeah, I swear that it was lost." But there are witnesses that come and say that I ate the pikadon, meaning I completely destroyed the pikadon. It's gone, right? So mishalim es hakeren, I only have to pay back the principal. I don't have to pay back the kefil. because a shomer is not chayiv kefel unless he makes a claim of towing tanas ganav. Towing tanas avad, that's rule number one, towing tanas avad does not pay kefel. Towing tanas ganav does pay kefel.
Excuse me, when is
amen a shvur? Always a shvur. Maran sota. If you listen to here, it depends on the situation, but if someone says swear to me and you say amen, that v'amar isha, amen, amen.
That's all you have to say. You have to say
if someone leads you to Shvua and you say Amen, that's the Shvua.
I thought
you said
Shem Hashem.
So that person says Shem Hashem. And you learn enough from the Gemara and Sota. Amen, Amen. So that's
initiating it.
Right. If you're saying it on your own, then there are other rules. But if you're replying, then that's considered the Shvua. Right? Does Rashi say anything there or no?
He says Shavuos. They use
right.
Proof in
Shavuos. Called on an omen achar Shavuos, kamotzi Shavuos piv dami. That's the halacha. Because it brings it's in sota, right? Because it says the source. It says amen isha amen amen. That's the source. So the edim inos osha achlo misham is a karen only pays karen, but hold the al pi atzmo. If he then he swore, and then he has harata and he's moda al pi atzmo misham karen v'chomish v'asham. He pays the karen. He pays a fifth. And he pays the asham because that's asham gezelos. That's the din of asham gezelos. You have to add a fifth as a penalty. Okay, rule number one over there is that towing tanas aveda does not pay kefil. The guy says heichon. Next case heichon pikdoni. USA. Where is the pikadon of amar lo? And I respond nignav. It was stolen. Mashbiachani. You swear to me. If amar amen, he says yes. Va'edim eidim osher shaganavo. But the eidim testify that he stole it. Right. Mishalim teshlumi kefil. Then he does pay kefil. Rule number two, Tomei Tanas Ganav pays Kefil. But hold the Ba'atzmo, if I just admit by myself without it before the Edim come, so then Mishal and Kerem Chomesh V'Ashem. Then it's Ashem Gezelos, and I have to pay the principal plus a fifth and bring a carbon. Katani Mia, nevertheless we see from the Mishnah, Tomei Tanas Ganav, the Mishal and Tashlomi Kefil. If you claim, the Shomer claims it was stolen and falsely, he has to pay Kefil. But Tomei Tanas Avad, lo Mishal and Kefil, does not pay Kefil. But afilu tomei tanas ganav, another limitation. Even if you're tomei tanas ganav, when do we say you pay kefil? That's b'shvuah hu d'mishalim tashlumi kefil. It's only if he swears falsely that it was stolen. Aval shelo b'shvuah, but if he doesn't take a shvuah, rather he just claims it was stolen, but I won't refuse to swear on it, then edim come and say, well, you have it. Einu mishalim tashlumi kefil. You don't pay kefil. So mino hani mili. So we have three rules that we're trying to find the source for. Rule number one, Toin Tanas Aveda does not pay kefil. Rule number two, Toin Tanas Ganav does pay kefil, only with rule number three, if he swears falsely.
Just to get the baseline, if he says straight up, I spent it or I used it myself, so he's honest right from the beginning.
So he pays back the principal.
He just pays the principal and nothing more.
Correct, correct. The Tanur Rabbanan. So we have the source of the following brisa. Okay, again, we're going back to our pasuk. Ki yitain ish el re'eyu kesef o kevim lishmor v'gunav yibes ha'ish. Pasuk continues, im yimatzei ha'ganav, if the ganav is found, yishalem shnayim. He has to pay two. The Torah says, what's that pasuk talking about? We have two choices. We're talking about either an actual ganav, or we're talking about a tomei tanis ganav. The Gemara says, v'tomei tanis ganav ha'kasu medaber. This pasuk is talking about tomei tanis ganav, because when the pasuk says v'guna mibeisha ish, that's going to be talking about the taina of the shomer.
Somebody stole it.
Right, v'guna mibeisha ish. But they're going to testify that someone testified that he actually took it, and therefore it says im yumatzei haganav. If you find the geneva itself by the guy, then yishalim shnayim. That's one way to learn it. Ata omer b'tomei tanas ganav olein ela b'ganav atzmo. Maybe it's talking about the actual ganav, the guy who actually the actual thief. So Gemara says kishu omer. If the pasuk, when the pasuk finishes im lo yimatzei haganav yishalim shnayim re'eyu, if the ganav is not found, meaning if the ganav who I claim stole it from me is not found, I mean it's found by me, the shomer, because if the ganav is not found, saying how are you paying? Who's paying to? The only person is paying to if the ganav is not found. It was someone who claims that it was stolen. So im lo yimatzei haganav v'tomei tanas ganav akasim medaber. So we have the din of tashlumi kefil by tomei tanas ganav. Tanya idach. That's one brisa. Another brisa says, "Im yimatzei haganav yishalim shnayim beganav atzmo kasa medaber." No, it's talking about an actual regular thief, right? So you say, "Ata omer ganav atzmo, eno el b'toin tanas ganav." You're saying it's with the thief. Maybe it's only a case of toin tanas ganav. The Gemara says, look, Shu Omer, the next pasuk says, Im lo yimatzei hagana. There's another pasuk afterwards. Probably better to have the Chumash open in front of us. The next pasuk afterwards says, Im lo yimatzei hagana, harein tomei tanis ganav amur. That pasuk is talking about tomei tanis ganav. Right, Hani Mekayim Im Yimatzei Haganav. So our pasuk of Im Yimatzei Haganav, what's that talking about? That's Beganav Atzmo Kasam Medaber. The Im Lo Yimatzei Haganav is in the next pasuk. So the first Bryce is learning as one continuum. They're both psukim are talking about Tony Tanis Ganav. The second Bryce is saying no. The second one is talking about Tony Tanis Ganav, and the first pasuk is talking about Ganav. So I have two cases here of paying kefil. According to source number one, it's only Tony Tanis Ganav. According to source number two, it is Torah times Ganav, and the prior prophet pasuk is talking about Ganav itself. Going to come later, because later we have to figure out, according to the first brisa, where does he learn the halacha that Ganav pays twice? Because the pasuk itself only has Torah times Ganav. So the Gemara says, but nevertheless, the kule alma mias, nevertheless, both brisa say that im lo yimatzei haganav, meaning pasuk number two, that's with Torah times Ganav ksiv. Let's talk about Torah times Ganav, you're paying kefil. So I have my source, that Torah times Ganav pays kefil. And Amar Rava, and that's how we have to say im lo yimatzei kamasha amar el shahu asmo ganavo yishalim shnayim. You say im lo yimatzei ganav means we don't find another person who stole it, meaning you yourself stole it. You pay shnayim. That's how we have the source that Tomei Tanis Ganav pays kefil, because that pasuk of im lo yimatzei ganav, that pasuk is talking about Tomei Tanis Ganav. Right, the pasuk is im lo yimatzei ganav. The nicker of Al-Bayis El-Elohim, or El-Elohim, Im Lo Shalach, Yadov, Melech Israel. That's a bit mahok. So also, how you read that word. Okay, next. So now we have to figure, that was rule number one. Rule number 1A was that it only applies if there's a Shavua. So now we have to figure out how come you only pay Torah Tanis Ganav as Chayiv Kefil only if he makes a Shavua. Uminolon de B'Shavua, how do we know that only if with a Shavua? The Sanya, because the Brisa says, right, the Pasuk continues, Im Lo Yimatzei Ganav, the nicker of Al-Bayis El Ha-Elohim, or see, or Elohim would be Lashon Chol. Im Lo Shalach Yodav Melech Azrayeyu. So the Gemara says that's Lashua. The pasuk is talking about Nikra Bala Bais. It would be Elohim, which would be for Shvua. It's Lashon Kodesh. You're taking us. You're swearing to Hashem that you don't have it. Ata Omer Lashua. You're saying it's Shvua. O Enu El Ladin. Maybe it's Nikra Bala Bais Elohim, which is to court, right? Rashi is. I'm sort of bothered by Rashi. Rashi says, O enu el ladin, he says, you're going to court lipirion to pay. The shomer chinam shatoe nignava, the shomer chinam who's towing that was stolen, yishalim. The hakrab, a shomer chinam ksiv, the minim basho, because this pasuk is talking about a shomer chinam. But the halach is by shomer chinam who's towing geneva, he doesn't pay. No. Then what's the difference between a shomer chinam and a shomer sachar? I don't understand Rashi.
There's no swear.
So what? Why does he have to swear? If I claim that it's, but we're not talking about swearing. According to this, but we're not talking about Shvua. According to this, Havamina, Nikra Balabai says Ela Elokim, just going to Beis Din. No oath.
What does that mean?
Just coming to me. I'm coming to say that I owe. I'm going
to
pay.
Don't you have to swear when you go to Beis
Din? No.
Yeah, I'm not so sure what the Beis Din would do otherwise.
And we just collect. Right? She says that maybe the pasuk is not talking about coming to court to pay. He wants to come to court to pay, that the guy says, okay, here's your pay, and the court signs a document that you paid, so you have evidence. That would be the how it means strange. I'm saying, how it means strange. What does that mean? Why would the Shomer Chinam come to us to pay? He'd be potter.
The Shomer Chinam only pays.
He doesn't swear.
But there's no swearing according to this man, the Amr here. You're coming to court to pay, according to Rashi says.
He refuses to swear.
No, that's not what Rashi says. Look what Rashi says.
But that's the only thing that makes sense. Yeah.
But that's not what Rashi says. That's why I have a question. You're trying to answer me by saying my question makes no sense because you're not reading it right. But that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, Eino Elodin Lipiron, to come to pay, the Shomachinam Shatoi Nignava, the Shomachinam who claims that it was stolen, Yishalim, he comes and he pays. Why? He only pays if he doesn't pay if there's no Shavua. This guy's not talking about a Shavua. It's El Eno El Ladin, which Rashi says, Lipiron, to pay. You know, the Balabais El Elohim was the part that says that you swear. Okay, if you say the Balabais El Elohim, Rashi says it's Lipiron, not for a Shavua. Why? So I'm saying Rashi to me is difficult. Because you're confused because you're taking the halacha without looking at what Rashi's saying. Rashi is simply saying that he comes to court to pay.
So I don't want to swear.
But there's no shvua here.
You gotta go to court.
you're going to court to either do two things.
No, you're not. Rashi says you're going to court lipirone, yeah, to pay.
To pay.
I intend to pay. I don't want
to. Not to swear.
Exactly.
Not to swear.
I want to pay instead.
But why do
my property?
Why do I have to swear?
You wouldn't have to swear to begin with.
Why do I have to swear? I'm only coming to court to pay. But that's not what Rashi says. Rashi simply says, I'm coming to pay. Because you're putting
it.
I'm not talking about Rashi on top.
It's,
right? He only claimed Nigneva.
No,
so he's coming.
Exactly. Because he already claimed Nigneva. He's now.
So you're Potter. So why does Rashi say?
Claiming Nigneva does not mean.
Rashi says the words, the Shomer Chinam, Shetoin Nigneva, Yeshalim. No Shvua in there. That's what Rashi says. The Shomer Chinam, Shetoin Nigneva, Yeshalim.
The high crab, the Shomer Chinam,
Kid, so, right, so he's, because that pasuk is talking about the Shomer Chinam, and Rashi says the Shomer Chinam, who claims Nigneva, pays. No Shvua mentioned in Rashi.
No, look at the Rashi before, the Shvua.
That's the previous part, that's the previous Ma'ad Amr in the Brisa. One is to say that Elohim means the Shvua, and one to say Elohim is Ledin. So if you're saying it's the Shvua, that's talking about the Shvua. If you're saying it's Elohim, that's talking about Rashi. That's talking about coming to base and to pay. No Shvua. You're mixing, you're conflating the two Rashis. They're two separate things. Rashi says clear, Shomer Chinam Shetoi Nigneva Yishalim. No Shvua mentioned. It's Kasha Rashi. Doesn't make sense. Right. Well, according to the Maharsha as well. So okay.
Gotcha.
So you hear the kasha? Okay. Fine. Never. That doesn't matter. But we reject that anyway. We reject the din. Rather, so it says ain't all din. So Gemara says no. Nemar shlichus ad lamata, but nemar shlichus ad lamala. Mal hamon shvuah av kana shvuah. Later pasuk or different pasuk in pasuk yud, it says shvuah Hashem tiyeh beinayim bein shneim lo sholach yado b'lechas reiyu. So that's talking about shlichus yad. We're talking about a case where a guy claims that he. Someone claims that the Shomer did something. He was Sholeich Yad. So over there, it's talking about a Shavua. So too here, it's with a Shavua. So you see here, it's talking about, I can't show you Rashi and the Havim, you know. The Maskan is, it's talking about, it's the Pasuk is, V'nikra V'alavayis El Elohim. So it's coming to take a Shavua. It's coming to take a Shavua. So therefore, I see that the Tomei Tanis Ganav pays Kefil only with a Shavua. Okay, so I've answered two rules. Okay, now the Gemara says, that's fine. Bishlam Olamanda Amar, Chad B'Ganav, Chad B'Tomei Tanis Ganav. So according to the first brisa, remember we had two brisos. One said both psukim. Actually, the second brisa. The first brisa said that both psukim are talking about Tony Tanis Ganav. The second brisa says that the first pasuk is talking about Ganav. Second pasuk is Tony Tanis Ganav. So according to the second brisa, that one is Ganav, one is Tony Tanis Ganav. Hainu diksivi trei kroy. I understand why I have two psukim. Right, but Ella Lamanda Amar Tarvaya b'Tomei Tanis Ganav. If both Sukkim are talking about Tomei Tanis Ganav, Trey Kram Lamali. Why do I need both Sukkim? So the Gemara says, Amri Chad Lemute Tanis Avad. It's coming to the second pasuk is coming to exclude Tomei Tanis Avad. It's only coming to Tomei Tanis Ganav. For some reason, I would have had a halvim to say that if it just had one pasuk, Tomei Tanis Avad would have been included in the Tashlumei Kefil. Comes the second pasuk to tell me specifically Tomei Tanis Ganav, not Tomei Tanis Avad. Therefore, I have all three of my rules learned. The Gemara says, fine. You just learned all three of the rules, only according to the Ma'an D'Amar, who says that it's two psukim for Tomei Tanis Ganav. But according to the Ma'an D'Amar, it's one Tomei Tanis Ganav and one is Ganav. I don't have this extra pasuk to exclude Tomei Tanis Avad. Now you got to go around. So the Ma'an D'Amar, Chad B'Ganav, the Chad B'Tomei Tanis Ganav, D'Lo Miyater, L'Miyute Tanis Avad Minole. How do I know to exclude Tomei Tanis Avad from the Kefil? The Gemara says, the pasuk says, Miganav Haganav. The pasuk says Haganav instead of Ganav. I think the pasuk could have said in Lo Yimatzei Ganav Yishalim Shnayim. Rather, it says Lo Yimatzei Haganav. That is only a specific Ganav, right? Rashi Tosa says Haganav. The Haganav Mashma Hamayuchad. A specific case. The specific case is the case spoken in the pasuk would just be Tomei Tanis Ganav. But Tomei Tanis Aveda they're going to exclude from that limud of Ganav Haganav. Okay, so. Now that we have Ganav Haganav, so that hey is teaching us something. So according to one Brisa, it's teaching us to exclude Shomer Aveda. But according to the other Brisa, that I excluded Shomer Aveda, Tomei Tanis Aveda, from the double extra plus pasuk, what does he learn from Haganav? So the Gemara says, L'man da amar tarvayu b'Tomei Tanis Ganav, d'miyet la Tomei Tanis Gavan Avad, Ganav Hanaganav madarishle. What does he learn? So Amr Alacha, I'll say it to you. Mi boy lei lichad Rabbi Chiya Baraba Amar Rabbi Yochanan. He teaches us what Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba taught us. To Amr Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Hatoi Tainas Gana B'Pikadu Misham Tashlumi Keifel, Tavachu Machar Misham Tashlumi Arba V'Chamisha. That the din of Tomei Tainas Ganav has all the dinim of Ganav. It's like Haganav. Therefore, if he was Tomei Tainas Ganav and he has it the item, then he pays Keifel. If he was Tavachu Machar, if it was a short sale and he shefted or sold it, he would have to pay the fourfold or fivefold payment. Because you might have thought that he doesn't have to pay four or five, because he's only tying his time to Ganav. The Ganav Haganav teaches us that he has all the halachas of Ganav, and he'll pay four or five as well. Okay, so the other guy, he uses Haganav to teach Mishomer that Tomei Tainas Aveda is excluded. Where does he learn that the Tomei Tainas Ganav would have to pay Dal Vehei? Ulaman da Amr Chad Ganav, the Chad Tomei Tainas Ganav, the high Ganav Haganav Afkin Mute Tainas Avar, he uses that to exclude the din of Tomei Tainas Avar, the Rechir Rabba Minole. So how does he know the din of Rechir Rabba Amr Yochanan that Tomei Tainas Ganav Bikadam has to pay Arba Chamisha? He says, Amralach, Hakeshahu, the Ein Meshivan Hakesha. It's a Hekesh, and once you have a Hekesh, you can't ask a Kasha. Meaning the Hekesh is not foolproof, but it doesn't matter, it's not foolproof, because once it's a Hekesh, you're done. What's the Hekesh? The Torah, he has two Psukim. He has one Pasuk talking about Ganav, the next Pasuk is talking about Tomei Tainas Ganav. So they're next to each other, so the halachas of one apply to the other. Just like by Tomei Tainas, just by Ganav, we pay Dal V'Hei, so too by Tomei Tainas Ganav, you would pay Dal V'Hei. The question that you can ask, Rashi says, which you're not allowed to because it's a Hekesh, the question you can ask, or maybe that's what the Gemara is going to say, but the question you can ask is that, well, Tomei Tainas Ganav requires a Shua. Ganav himself does not require a Shua. It's sort of different. But since it's a Hekesh, Ein Mishivin Ala Hekesh, and that's we're done. Right, so you could say that Tomei Tainas Ganav only has to pay Kefa with a Shvua, so maybe it wouldn't have to pay Dal V'Hei. I mean, the halachas are a little different. But since we have a Hekesh, fine. So, Bishlama, Lamanda Amar, Chad Beganav, Chad Betoin Tanis Ganav, Shapir. El Lamanda Amar, Tarvaya Betoin Tanis Ganav, Ganav Atzmin Ole. Basic fundamental question. According to one Brisa, we have one Pasuk for Toin Tanis Ganav, one Pasuk for Ganav. So I learned both. According to the guy who says that both, the guy, according to the Brisa that says that both talking about Tomei Tainas Ganav, where does he learn the luck that a Ganav pays Kefil? It's not in the Pesukim. The Pesukim's not talking about the Ganav. What? Where's, so the Mar says, Bechitem alesi b'kabal chomer Tomei Tainas Ganav, maybe he learns it out from a kabal chomer. If Tomei Tainas Ganav pays Kefil, then the actual Ganav himself is going to pay Kefil. The Mar says, that's fine. But then we have our old friend of Dayo. Then Dayo lavo min adil yoskinidon. Mal halam reshvuah kamishvuah. Tomei Tainas Ganav, we just proved, only pays with the shvuah. So Ganav will also need to pay with the shvuah. That's not, so you can't use the kabal chomer because the kabal chomer is limited. So the Gemara says, no, nafkale mi the tarn de beit chizkiah. He learns it from tarn de beit chizkiah. Trying to go through this, it's just, I don't know. Nafkale, the real meat of Merubah starts from Samachay. So on Thursday, where the guy says, Gufa Amarav, Karen Kane Kedaganov. That's where like the meat starts. Not that we're going to do it because we're doing Dafyomi, but still, that's where it starts. What?
It starts on Thursday?
The real meat. Now, for today and tomorrow are more the Lamudim.
You'll have one day.
What do you mean you'll have one day?
For the meat.
No,
it
starts on Samachay, and then it keeps going. Okay, Nafkalem in the Tarn de Beit Chizkiah, the Tarn de Beit Chizkiah, the Torah. The Tanya of Yechizka, the pasuk says this again. This is a pasuk previously in Perachah Veis. It says, "Im yematzei tematzei biyado agneva mishor ad chamor at sechaim shnayim mishalim." That was a previous pasuk we brought down. That was the second cloud brought to cloud that got us to the reboy in our pasuk. It was back there. It says, "Yematzei biyado agneva." If you find the agneva in his hand, whether it's a shor, until a chamor, until a sed, it's alive. You pay twice. So the Gemara says, "Yomar shor v'agneva v'akol bichlal." Why does it have to say, in other words, let's just say only Shor and Geneva that you pay Kefil, and why does the Torah include Chamor Vuseh? So Gemara says, Ilukach, I just said Shor Geneva, right? It says, even it just said Yimatze Biyado HaGeneva HaShor, Hayisi Omer, Mar Prat Mufurash, just like the Prat is Mufurash, that Kar of the Gavi is Beach, I'll call Kar of the Gavi is Beach, and only something that's stolen. We have our pasuk right here that you pay Kefil for stealing. Question is that why is it listing all these items? So I just listened Shor, I would say the only chayv kefil for something that's hukar v'gav ezbeach. So ma yish lecha vi se. So why does the pasuk bring se? Se is already included in something that's hukar v'gav ezbeach. So why is the pasuk say se? Kishu umer se hare se amor ha ani mamik. Kishu umer se hare se amor. After the Torah says se, It's already included. So ha'ani mekayim geneva. So what do I add the word geneva? Right, the pasuk says geneva, right? That comes to include everything, right? So I have shor, se, geneva, includes everything. Because you can't say that shor and se are teaching govern book of Uzbeach, it's only one. So I have shor, se, geneva, teaches me everything. The Gemara says, wait, yoma shor, use, geneva, v'kol b'klal. Why do I have to say chamor? I would have said, Hayisi Omer Ma Haprat Mefurish Davar Hakadosh B'Bechora. Some that only has Kedusha B'Bechora. I've called Davar Hakadosh B'Bechora. So Ma Yesh L'Havi Chamor. So why do I have to say Chamor? Chamor is already included in there. So Chamor is coming to teach me is extra. Because you Omer Chamor Hare Chamor Amor. It's already included. Hamani Mekayim Geneva L'Rabos Davar Kol Davar. So now I have the Kol Davar. So I have B'Chor, I have Shor, Se Chamor, and Geneva includes everything. So the Gemara says, Yomar Shor the Chamor v'Seh the Kol b'Chlal. Why does it say Bal Chayim? Right, it says. Right, what's the pasuk? Shor v'Chamor v'Seh Chayim. Why does it say Chayim? What's Chayim?
So the Seh is extra
because they're all.
It's just Shor no,
the, it could it could have just well. First we said the Seh was extra. It could have just said Shor. Now we're saying the Chamor is extra. It could have just said if we would just said Shor or Seh, we would have just said something that's Kedusha B'chora. It adds Chamor. Why is it in Chamor? It's already included in something that's Kedusha B'chora. So you
but
add that. No, Chamor is not
Kedusha Mizbeach. Right. So that's why it comes to include.
No, so you went back to the first step. We were on the third step. First it says Shor, which is just teaching me Kedusha Mizbeach. So why does it say Sed? It's already included. It says Sed to teach me Kedusha B'chora. Also, then why does it say Chamor? It's also included. It's come to teach me. It's extra. So teaching me everything. So the Gemara says, "Yom Hashor v'Chamor Sedu Geneva v'Kol B'Chlal Ilkach Hayisi Omer Ma Prat Mefurish V'Bali Chayim Av Kol B'Bali Chayim." So that's all live things. Why does it say Chayim afterwards? Ma'ish L'Chayav Vim Shar B'Bali Chayim Kishu Omer Chayim Harei B'Bali Chayim Amor. It's already included. Ha'Mani Mekayim Geneva. What's Geneva? L'Rabos Kol Davar. To include everything that has to pay. You have to pay Kefil. But I don't know what says everything because we didn't include everything. We excluded Karkos.
Similar to
I don't know. It says Geneva is it says L'Rabos Kol Davar, even if it's not Bale Chaim. But then you have to have the exclusions of Karka, Avadim, right. Shtaros. Right. Where do they have the exclusions over here? Maybe they get to that tomorrow. I don't know.
Yeah, go back
I don't know, maybe tomorrow. Because tomorrow they can keep going. Because what you have right here now is I think tomorrow's going to ask about it tomorrow. If you look at the Pasuk says, right, Im Yimatzei Tamatzei Biyado Hagneva Mishor Ad Chamor Ad Seh Chayim Shnai Mishalim. So the Gemara keeps learning out now as sort of as a pratu klal basically. It's taking the shor, then it's the prat, then it's taking the seh, then it's throwing geneva afterwards. I mean, it's a pratu klal. But the way the pasuk is set up is the klal is first. So it's a klalu prat. So if it's klalu prat, it's enet adan elke enet prat.
Right.
Right. Oh, that's the Gemara's answer tomorrow. Okay, because it seems to be learning the pasuk backwards.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically, I wrote that a little bit. We have to summarize quickly what we had. So we had two psukim and two brises, right? We have three rules. We had the rule of Tori Tanis Gana pays kefil, and only if he has a shvul is rule two. Rule number three, where there's no kefil by Tori Tanis Aveda. So there are two psukim, basically it's pasuk vav, pasuk zayin, zak teches. According to Bryce number one, both talk about Tomei Tainis Ganov, who pays Kefil. Avad does not, because the extra Pasuk teaches us that's only specific by Tomei Tainis Ganov, not by Tomei Tainis Av Anov. What does he learn by Ganov Haganov? He says that it has the exact din of a Ganov, and therefore pays Dal Vehei. And basic Ganov, you learn from Pasuk Gimel, because that includes everything. That's what we just finished. The second Brysa, who said that we have two psukim, one is for Tomei Tainis Ganov, one is for Ganov. I don't need Pasuk Gimel to teach me Ganov, because I learned it from here. Tomei Tainis Avad is excluded from Ganov Haganov. The fact that Tomei Tainis Ganov pays Dal V'Hei is that there's a Hekesh, because it's one Pasuk after the other Pasuk. And Tomei Tainis Ganov is only by a Shvua, is because it says, V'nikra V'alabayis Ela Elokim, and we learned that Elokim is Kadosh, and therefore it had the Shlichus Yad, Lamata was by Shvua, so the Shlichus Yad here is by a Shvua. Okay, we'll stop here and pick up with the rushes tomorrow.